USA News, I'm Dave Collins. As Title 42 may or may not expire this week, lawmakers are commenting on what should be done with the USA's immigration laws. One person calling for wholesale change is Texas Democrat Representative Veronica Escobar. She was on Fox News Sunday.
We really have to kind of zoom out and recognize this is a Western Hemispheric refugee crisis of historic proportions.
Escobar feels like the federal government under Congress direction has addressed immigration as a border-only issue. Argentina defeated France in an overtime thriller to win the World Cup today in Qatar. Argentina got a pair of goals from Lionel Messi, including one in extra time to get past the defending World Cup champions. Penalty kicks eventually decided the match after a dramatic final ending 3-3 in extra time. If not Trump or DeSantis, who else could be the Republican nominee for president in 2 years? One name mentioned is outgoing Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. Last month, he told CNN he was seriously considering a run. Today on NBC, he expanded a bit.
I finished January 10th after two terms as governor of Arkansas. I can focus at that point more on the future. The fact that President Trump has already announced accelerates everyone's time frame. And so the first quarter of next year, you either need to be in or out. And so we've got some work to do, but I expect a decision to be made the first part of next year.
The new Avatar sequel is doing well in its first weekend in theaters. Avatar: The Way of Water made over $53 million at the box office on opening day. That number includes $17 million in Thursday previews. It makes the James Cameron film the sixth highest first-day domestic gross of the year. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
According to new estimates from the Centers for Disease Control, there have been at least 13 million flu cases this year. 120,000 of those were bad enough to send people to the hospital. 7,300 people have died. And that's not counting all the other respiratory illnesses in the past month. RSV, strep, COVID, and the common cold. One expert calls it unprecedented. Others say they think the nationwide outbreak is peaking. The Philadelphia PA school system is bringing back their mandatory mask mandate to school children. The mandatory masking will be for 10 days after returning from winter break, January 3rd to the 13th. The school district claims it will lessen the transmission of multiple airborne viruses, including COVID-19. After 11 years on NBC's Saturday Night Live, Cicely Strong bid farewell Saturday night. Strong reprised one of her most popular characters, Kellyanne, who lives outside anchor Michael Che's apartment. In explaining why Kellyanne is heading to prison, Strong struggled to stay in character, delivering this line.
Everybody has to go to jail at some point, right? It's just my time now. But I had a lot of fun here, and I feel really lucky that I got to have so many of the best moments of my life in this place with these people that I love so much.
I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.